that you can't do certain mundane things. Collective economy. You know, you can go on there and cook on the same stove, chop firewood together or something, and protect yourselves by your numbers. So people will let you think a little while. You get a 30-day vacation. Okay, you go think. That gives you at least a new perspective. You're not going to be thinking the same treadmill thoughts 365 days out of the year. That's all. And I believe, you know, in a place like this, that's the reason there's a group here in Los Angeles, is that some boys here decided that they would meet once a week or so just to say, hey, what are you thinking? Are you still on the treadmill? Hey, get off of the treadmill.
What is your favorite way of catalyzing the mind of a spiritual seeker who comes to you?
Mostly attack. Like he said, I'll ask people what they believe. And you'd be surprised. A lot of them I don't say anything to, because, you know, if they're creating themselves a heaven and out of faith and belief and fear and you leave them alone. That's all. There's certain. You can only help people who have ears. Only people can hear who have ears. Meaning, I might talk to you and you might not hear me. And you may talk to somebody else, and they may hear you. But I talk to that person and they won't hear me. It's a strange situation there. You waste your time if you reach too far, what I call too far down the ladder. I look upon this business of student-teacher business as a ladder, that we are restricted to the understanding of three rungs on the ladder. We can see the man who teaches us and vaguely maybe understand him. The man on the rung below, we can see him, he can see us, and we can help him. And this is the law. We have to help him. We're supposed to. We're supposed to learn something from somebody else. You can't learn something too much from people on your own rung. You have to work with those on your own rung. That's the relationship there, the brotherhood on your own rung. Okay, now if you look up too far, if you reach up too far, you won't understand that man. This is where the language comes in the ears. You'll write him off as being crazy. You'll reject his theories or whatever. And that's a safety valve. You're not ready. You don't have the capacity. If you reach down two rungs or more to help somebody, crucifixion is the result. That's what happened to Christ. He reached down too many rungs. They pulled him down by the hair of the head. You only can talk to those that have an understanding.